Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, B-Dale, AFC B-Dale's new kit is out, which means yes. Martin Coombs, the chairman, we speak to him every year.
Your annual chat.
That's right. If you don't know much about what they do with kits, all will be explained. We spoke to Kevin Ellison, 42 years young. Was he trialist three last night playing for Newport County, considering he played for him last year. That was a bit strange, but he did, again, explain everything.
But they've got to check his legs, see if his legs to work. Yeah, your legs can go over
they
summer.
They could have gone overnight. And Bumble joined us, David Lloyd, who
fantastic.
Who got involved in a marriage proposal as well as commentated on an excellent game of cricket. So we caught up with him. Plus, we had a chat. You got involved.
All sorts of stuff.
We couldn't have asked for more.
Plenty of Martins.
Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. That 2020 was brilliant.
It was good. Hopefully, we're chatting to Bumble later on, who played it. I mean, of course, Bumble at one point cut away from the action to commentate on a marriage proposal in the stands at Old Trafford.
Saw that.
He did it brilliantly. What a great thing for the couple. To always have Bumble basically being there at that moment, commentating.
He's going to have to go to the wedding as well, isn't he?
I'd like to think he will.
Maybe officiate. I can imagine Bumble's got those.
Do you think he's got
that in his locker? I think he's got that in his locker.
He's up for a challenge, but even at his age, I think he'd be quite prepared to become a minister.
I can see that on Channel 5. Yeah. Paul, can't you? Bumble becoming a minister. You know, you follow him through the whole process.
Through the whole process. I think, you know, you can officiate on a wedding without actually going through the full ecclesiastical experience, can't you?
Of course. Yeah.
I'm not suggesting
he becomes a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the. I'm not sure that's the. The
there's
what
chance
we
conversation with Paul's been Charlie Baker, saw him basically disappear for 15 years in a monastery somewhere in the Italian mountains.
Good luck to
that's
him.
Not going to happen. So
it's not going to happen. But what a brilliant,
great.
What a brilliant format of the game. What a brilliant game.
If only there was a shorter format, so with slightly fewer balls.
I just thought we needed less balls.
Well, look, I'm looking forward to it, but, you know, as I said, my problem with the 100 has never really been that it exists, because I love cricket, so I will go and watch it. I'll go to games if I can, and I'll go and watch it, but I like cricket.
I like sitting and watching it.
It's the idea that is there this whole new audience of people that for 3 hours was too long for them, but 2.5 is just, it's like the Three Bears porridge, isn't it?
They're going to find out, Paul.
Yeah,
they're going to find out. They're really giving it a good go.
You don't have to convert me. I love cricket. I'll go.
I'll sit and watch any old cricket, man.
Yeah. Well, talking of porridge, that's one of the things that's helping to settle down the Team GB athletes in Yokohama where they're staying.
Right.
They've taken out 64. It might be tons, or is it packs? It's probably not 64,000 tons.
I don't think it's 64,000 tons.
They've taken out a lot of porridge, and they've taught the Japanese chefs
I would have
to
thought
make
a ton of porridge would be.
But it's completely alien to him. It's not a Japanese cuisine.
You can get it surprisingly wrong.
Well, yeah, you can.
If someone makes you bad porridge, you know all about it. But the good porridge
the British chefs have gone out there to help the Japanese chefs make the good porridge, because it is a staple for the British athletes, apparently, for all the reasons we know that porridge is good for you. It's not just that. We're going to speak to Justin Morehouse tomorrow. We know this is the
he's
case.
Out there.
They've got DFS Sofas out there. Yeah. What a player he was from the pavilion end. DFS Sofas. Gary Sofas.
0%.
132. That's why. And also got 600 Dreams mattress toppers. I'm going to give them all a plug. Why not? They've taken a lot of. They've got giant Connect 4 and Jenga. This is some of the things.
Good
they'll
stuff,
be playing.
It? They're not allowed to do any of this. They're not allowed to leave their rooms, but they can have a look at it outside the balcony. Yeah.
How many boxes of Jelly Babies would you say have gone?
Well, if you've said 64 tons of porridge, I'm going to say
it's not as many as that.
10,000 boxes of Jelly Babies.
35. Good job that wasn't a spread bet, was it, really?
35 and boxes?
How many tea bags? Boxes. How many tea bags have gone? Gone, that's in the thousands.
15,000.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah, give it
25,000.
One more, give it one more.
40,000.
Yeah, spot on. 40,000 tea bags have gone out. So
Which tea bags? Because
I don't know.
Have they got hard water or soft water in...
In Japan.
In Japan.
I'm not sure.
Do we know?
Can we find out? I'm looking at the producer. Don't look at me like that. You're supposed to be the oracle, mate. Yeah, we have
special hard water tea bags where I live.
We're speaking to Martin Lipton in a few
Lipton's
moments.
Tea,
he knows about tea. So he's in Japan. He'll know if the water's hard or not, won't he? So we'll ask him in a few moments' time. Also, they've got out there a giant red, not a giant one, just a red telephone box. They've taken one of those out there.
It don't exist anymore, so I don't know if that's going to remind them. That's going to remind them of Kingston.
That authentic smell of it had been used as a latrine only 10 seconds before. I hope they've carted that out there.
Call this number.
28 deck chairs in Union Flag prints, and they've taken 22 Brompton bikes. They've all gone out with them.
22 Brompton bikes.
22 Brompton bikes. That's right.
Fold up. The old fold up bike could be a really good Olympic sport, couldn't it? You have to unfold it.
Unfold
Le Mans.
The bike, get on the bike.
Like Le Mans.
In the velodrome.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Unfold it, get on it, do two laps, do a day's work at an office, fold it back up.
Can you imagine the Brompton on the velodrome, John? I look at our producer now. He doesn't know anything about the hard water situation in Tokyo. But could you? How would you do on a Brompton? Could you get the speed up on the velodrome, you think? Yeah, he hasn't got a problem with it.
You have to have your pressure right in your tyres on a Brompton. Yeah. Otherwise, it's
soft water Japan. Soft water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Soft water Japan.
Okay. So we were chatting earlier on. You saw somebody on the TV, Charlie.
And, I did.
And you said, you knew that person and you'd spent some time in their company.
It was Dermot Gavin. Gavin's on the front of the Daily Mirror today. My guide to a summer garden.
Yeah.
Spent some time with Dermot, very, very nice chap, in Buenos Aires.
You were in Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires with me, Jared Christmas, Dermot Gavin, and Peter Shilton. We were all, I've told this story a lot, but we were knocked out of Total Wipeout very early on.
Okay.
Mainly because me and Jared were probably 4 stone overweight.
Yeah, at that stage.
Trying to jump on Red Bulls and things. Peter Shilton was in his 60s, so, understandable. And I think Dermot went as far as he wanted to go.
Who else was there? Who else was in the show?
Oh, Tony from E17.
Oh, yeah, Tony.
He was
Tony
there.
Mortimer.
Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Eddie the Eagle.
Ashley from Coronation Street.
That's right. Didn't have to do the voice, but
I did it.
God bless you.
It's one of the only ones I've got.
Yeah, okay,
so,
yeah.
He's like you and Sean Dyche.
Yeah. His job, by the way. That's it, really.
A lot of people. I apologise to everyone else.
Lineup. There was me, there was Dermot Gavin, there was Peter Shilton, and there was Jared Christmas. So we're just wondering, I mean, it's a bit showbiz, but now and again you'll go to a charity do talk sport listener, you'll go to a golf day, and you'll be in this, you'll be sitting at the table or looking around having a bacon sandwich or something before you go out and play around. You're thinking, this is an odd lineup. There's me, Pele, the Jesus and Mary chain, Roger Kitter. It's just, you know what I mean? It's sometimes you get in an eclectic lineup. You think, how did that happen?
How do these people know each other?
How did I find myself in this company? So maybe you could share those with us.
Yeah, that'd be
this
lovely.
This afternoon,
people
share
have
those.
Got those.
Do share those with
great,
the class.
Yeah.
If you found yourself in a fairly eclectic lineup,
you've
do it in the showbiz. We'll do it in the showbiz style for you. We can at least carry it off for you. So the circumstances finishing. So there was me. We need that initial. So give us the setup. So there was me and the list of people you found yourselves.
Can we take some fantasy ones as well, Paul?
Do you want to take fantasy
ones? I don't know,
ones?
Then we'll get into the...
It would be nice to get real ones, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you've turned down my idea of we've got a lot of Martins on the show today, haven't you?
Yeah, I know, you're very keen.
I'm very keen, I think we'll get
you're
a lot...
You're very keen for me to say, come on, we have got a lot of Martins on the
Who's
show.
Who's your favourite sporting Martin? You mean it's being turned
that's
down?
That's bleak. Even Max would say no to that.
Martin Peters.
Yeah.
We're off.
We're off, of course. That's my favourite.
Martin
of
Fire.
Yeah.
There's two.
Just to name but two, which is all we'll be naming. So forget that. Take the notice of him.
I bet we get more Martins.
We probably will. We'll get more Martins than so there was me's. Have a look at a Brompton World Championship, says Gareth. Exactly what you were talking about. Le Mans style start.
Fantastic.
We will. We'll check it out. Yeah, we'll check it out, Gareth, because that is very much the future. So
get John to do it. Turn the producer down to do it when he's on.
He could take part with his little legs like pistons.
That's a shame.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. Now, if you caught the cricket last night, it was absolutely fantastic. England beating Pakistan at Old Trafford in the T20 series. Decide a thrilling game. And in amongst it, there was a little lovely moment in the crowd. David Lloyd will be joining us shortly. Spotted something going on.
Yeah.
I did sense it was pre-planned. He did seem to have a bit of prior knowledge about the couple. We'll find out in a moment. But this was the moment when he noticed there was a marriage proposal kicking off.
Oh, hello. What's happening here? Look. Hello. What? Oh, not another. Oh, big screen as well. Jill and Phil. Decision pending. Oh, she said yes.
22,000 people come to watch someone propose. That's a couple you've done now, isn't it?
Well, that's she's welling up, Jill.
Good on you, Jill.
There's a backstory to it. They're a great couple. They've been cooking for the NHS and emergency services.
Yeah, lovely moment that was last night.
Decision bending.
Congratulations from the fans. Decision bending. He's been down the hat shop this morning, I'm guessing. Hiya, Bumble.
How are you doing? You're all right, lads.
Good. Yeah. Well, so you, Phil tipped you off, did he? You knew it. As soon as you saw the cameras go, you knew it was the moment.
We got the word that he's going to do it on the 7th over. And so we went to him on the 7th and nothing happened. So off mic, we said, he's changed his mind. He's not bothering. And then he had a swig of his water. And then we got word that he's going to do it after the 9th over. And that's, of course, when it all happened.
Wow. You see, you must have been frightened he'd lost his nerve.
Bottled it.
You know, I mentioned that backstory. And there's only little bits of it. They've been cooking meals for the children, you know, with Marcus Rashford. That's what they've been doing.
Hmm.
They've cooked thousands of meals. They're a great couple.
Yeah, it was lovely moments. All the Pakistan fans coming over and high-fiving them. That was really... It was a great atmosphere. That was very noticeable last night. I was just saying earlier on, Bumble, that we talk a lot about crowds coming back, but the noise... I mean, Pakistan fans always make a lot of noise in any stadium, but it just really added to make it a brilliant atmosphere last night.
Yeah, 22,000 in, and that's the biggest for any stadium event in Manchester for 18 months because of COVID and so. The sun shone, it was a beautiful day. They were slightly concerned about the pitch. Before the game started, the pitch was fully covered because it's been that hot up here that all the drainage has gone out of the pitch. You can't get any water onto it, it just seeps through. And that's what we saw, it started to spin, it was a little bit too dry.
It did start to spin, and I was really surprised at the death, when they were bowling at the death, that Pakistan bought on a seamer, which seemed to let Livingston get his six and sort of got England out of trouble.
Yeah, that's a gamble, and we thought that he would ball Shadab for one more over. He had another over up his sleeve from the leg spinner. And he's been really good throughout. He went the other way. He went with Hassan Ali. Yeah. And don't forget that he's left Hassan Ali out of this three-match series, but went to him for this game. And Livingston just one hit. You know, a one-hit wonder. And he hit it for six. Another smashing shot. Miles it went.
Yeah. That's four series wins, isn't it, for England in this format? It's sort of boding well, hopefully, for later in the year. We're a good side to watch, and we're pretty successful at the moment.
You know, we're better than that. We're a terrific team, and they've got depth. The one thing that they've got, you just think, when they get to that World T20, what's the 11 going to be? One or two established players will be looking over the shoulder because, like, Livingston has battered the door down and they can't leave him out now. And so Saqib Mahmood has done fantastically well. So they've got a great squad. They've got strength in depth. They've got spinners, quick bowlers, and loads of batters.
Now, on the test front, Bumble, we heard earlier on, they've announced a squad for India next month. And Johnny Bairstow's back. You pleased about that?
I'm very, very pleased. He's got six test match hundreds as Johnny Bairstow. Mm-hmm. And so, he deserves to be back. He had a little blip. He's lost his central contract, and this is a good opportunity. He's in the 17, so if he gets a go, and I would pick him, without a doubt, I would pick him. He will just show what he can do. He's a wonderful player. He's probably, I heard last night from somebody who I'd respect a lot, who said he's England's greatest ever white ball player.
Wow. Mm.
What number would you bat him?
I'd bat Johnny Bairstow if I could get him back into this team, and I've got a box clever, I'd bat him at six.
Sure. Interesting. No Jofra still. He's not quite right. And no Chris Wokes, which it must be really frustrating for him at the moment.
Yeah, I know that Jofra's still injured and coming back. He played a game the other night and he said he was about a month away. So, what you'd expect is Archer would get fully fit for, say, the last three test matches, and that's good. You know, so he'll have had a good rest, he'll have had good preparation, and he'll come back firing with lots of pace.
Yeah. Finally, Bumble, we've got a new format, all new format of the game kicking off this evening, the 100. How are you viewing this?
Well, you know, I'm not involved that much. I'm doing two matches, one at Old Trafford and one at Headingley, I think. So, from what I can gather, there's a complete new crew. I've watched it with great interest, and I go back to my time as a player. When Gillette Cup cricket came in, they said, what a waste of time that is. And they also said, when 50-over cricket, that'll never last. 40-over cricket, that's a waste of time. 2003, T20 Blast, this'll never last. It's a one-hit wonder. It's just a bit of a gimmick. And they're saying the same about the 100, so I've got an open mind. It looks as if it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope it's true to its word. And it's for the families. It's for young children. It's for mums and dads. Come along, have a bit of fun.
Yeah, I think they're having alcohol-free sections at all the games. It's probably a good move. And the
that's for the kids, is it? Not for the mums and dads.
Yeah, not for the mums and dads.
Can leave the kids there.
Yeah, they can sit in those seats. But the commentators apparently are going to... The phraseology is going to... You know, when you talk about Yorkers or Googlies or bouncers, I think the idea is to kind of explain what that means, to lead what is potentially a new audience by the hand a little bit more than you would normally.
Well, good luck to them if they're trying to explain during 100 balls. The one thing that I would do, and it's now to do with me, I mean, I've nothing to do with it really, but to dumb it down, not dumb it down, to demystify it, say long leg, short leg, deep extra cover, fine leg, long off, forget all that, just say, oh, he's moved over here, he's moved down there, he's now up here. And, I think that demystifies it a bit because I do it at times. I think, well, yeah, he's moved to long leg. He's moved to extra cover. Yeah. Well, people who are just dipping in will think, what's he on about? Long leg, extra cover? What are they talking about? So you can make that a little bit better.
No, I think that's bound to be part of it. They're going to do that as well.
So, yeah.
Bumble, always a pleasure. You're going to be going to the wedding, you're hoping. Go to the evening at least. Go to the evening.
The what?
Yeah, you're going to
Phil and Jill's wedding.
Yeah, Phil and Jill's wedding. Will you get an invite?
Oh, I hope not.
Be on a Saturday, we'll be cricket.
Lads, I don't do weddings.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Bumble, lovely to talk to you. All the best.
You too, lads.
Take care.
After my own heart, then. Please don't invite me to anything. We've been invited. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no. A party,
you say?
I
don't have to do anything.
Free food and drink all night. Oh, no, don't do that to me. You're telling us about some of the eclectic lineups of celebrities you found yourself in the company of and in doing it in the lovey styley. John's been in touch. He was at the Mansfield Town, Northampton Town playoff final at the Millennium Stadium. So there was me, the manager of the local Wetherspoons, the mayor of Mansfield, Keith Haslam, then the boss of Mansfield, Carlton Palmer, and the manager of Coyote Wild, the nightclub in Mansfield.
Right. So there are the Mansfield elite.
Yeah, the
Mansfield
anybody
rat pack.
Who was everybody in Mansfield was there that day.
There was me, Frank Lampard, Stacey Solomon, and the Prime Minister of Iceland at the 250th anniversary part of Hamleys. There we are. Thank you, Gareth.
Thank you, Gareth, for that. And that little bit of coverage we heard there from last night was courtesy of our good friends at Sky Sports, of course. Our thanks to Bumble.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's not great that we're seeing athletes, of course, having to pull out of the Olympics at the moment. But one name did really stand out this morning. I was watching a little bit of TV, and the news came in that the Dutch skateboarder Candy Jacobs had to, and I thought, hang on,
I put it
on pause, went back, and that's true. Breaking news that the Dutch skateboarder Candy Jacobs had been ruled out of Tokyo.
I wondered where he'd been.
Well, yes. I mean, I did say to Andy, the next series of Drag Race, he's got his name sorted, hasn't he, really? He'll be fantastic. But
skateboarding as well, I mean, I suppose, whizzing around Chiswick.
I'm going to have to see Andy / Candy on his skateboard. Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, love that. Is it Martha or Arthur? Yeah. Is it Andy or Candy?
Andy or Candy. I've told Andy about it. He's quite impressed, and I don't know if he'll be using that name in the future.
Maybe Friday. Find out Friday.
Candy Jacobs. Well, maybe.
But as I said to you, Tony Hawksby,
Tony Hawksby and Candy Jacobs. Our special skateboarding show we can do on TalkSport. It'd be
looking
fantastic.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'd be
very
winner, won't it?
Cliff Richard's back, Paul.
Oh, is he? Where's he been?
He's just
Barbados, normally, isn't it?
Yeah, he's 80 now, and he's launching a comeback as a reggae artist.
Wow.
He's bringing out a new album of reggae songs. It feels a mistake.
He's not.
To me. This is the news today, Paul.
Cliff. Do you think Cliff's going to make it as a hardcore reggae artiste?
Do you think he's got a sound system?
I'd like to think he's got a couple of...
Hank Marvin sound system.
He does
it
hi-fi. That he turns out with a couple of hollowed-out wardrobes like my mate's dad used to. Put them in the street. It's fantastic, yeah. A couple of massive speakers in each
But
one.
Does just all the old Cliff songs, but to a reggae beat.
Doing a kind
Devil
of...
Devil Woman.
It'd be great. Get Danny Kelly to do a My Reggae Life with him. Danny loves his reggae. And we could get Danny...
Just talking
reggae with Cliff. He has a great in-depth knowledge of the reggae artists of the past.
Wired for Sound, that'll be a good one, wouldn't it?
Well, he might. Do you think he's going to
in the reggae style?
Well, because obviously there's been a lot of John Holt, wasn't it? John Holt covered Help Me Make It Through the Night. It was a big hit.
Yes,
he did a Shirley Bassey song, and he would take standards. And
it's a great idea.
That's been a staple of the genre, but I'm not sure the idea of some of Cliff's old hit "Power to All Our Friends." You could reggae that up in the soft reggae style. You can hear it.
Miss Unites.
No, that doesn't work. No, it might
Miss Unites.
There's very few songs that you couldn't give the treatment from. Yeah, the Lord's Prayer might.
I don't know.
That might. Yeah.
You know, I'm just look. We're saying. He can't pull it off.
I can hear it.
This is a man who's been in the charts.
Okay, the call's gone into Sly and Robbie, is it? So is he going to get into the studio with them two?
I don't know where it's come from, but he's obviously been listening to a lot of reggae and thought, you know what, I can have a go at this. Not sure he's got it though. He's tried wine. Well, he's done wine as well.
I look forward to hearing what he comes up with.
This is from the Daily Star. But Gabby Logan, very good sports presenter, of course,
got
her husband his prized possession,
Kenny,
by interviewing Pele.
Yeah.
About what's Pele most known for? I don't know if I think I can
the
talk
Viagra
about
advert.
It. It's the Viagra advert. Oh, yeah. Erectile dysfunction.
Not most known for. It's away from being the greatest footballer possibly of all
really,
time.
Really written it off.
George,
all those
George,
goals.
George Foreman said that to us. He'd say, he walked this guy, heavyweight champion, you know, fearsome. He'd walk through airports and people said, hey, it's the grill guy. And he was thinking, wow. $135 million, take that.
Yeah. Can I apologise to Pelé for writing off his whole football career?
I never understood why he did it in that yellow sou'wester, but I don't.
Yeah, she said, I got him to sign a football shirt for Kenny. For Kenny Logan, that's Pelé. She was interviewing him about erectile dysfunction.
No, she wasn't. She was.
This is what it says. She was interviewing Pelé about erectile dysfunction, and then I got him to sign. It must have been some corporate thing.
Imagine that call to Gabby's agent.
And what's the segue? into it.
It's a Pelé interview. She's thinking, wow, that's, the career, wow, Mexico '70.
This is fantastic.
The generals, and then they. But it's the advert. Okay, fair enough.
And at the end, can you get him to sign up?
Can you just at least it was a
from one ball to
another.
At least
it was a football. So, and the subject of, we'll come back to that one, shall we? You're still sending us your favourite Martins.
Well, why not?
Because
Bruno Martins.
Actually, we're a Martin down. There was a Martin. We had three Martins in the last hour. But
what do you call a group of Martins? Like a flock of seagulls.
It's a bird, isn't it? A Martin.
What are you going to call a group of Martins?
So one of the Martins is down, but he'll be joining us tomorrow. Tim Vickery will be joining us a little bit later on. And any question you have for Tim? You've been linked with South American players, as always. Tim will mark your card. We are aware, City fans, of the Venezuelan Yangel Herrera. Although City, I think he was your player originally, wasn't he? But you could get a windfall because he could be going to Southampton or West Ham.
Oh, he's so one of the ones out on loan.
You'll know about him. He's been in the sort of City group for a while, but we don't know a great deal about Venezuelan footballers, but we will find out a bit more.
It's going to be nice to tell Tim Vickery about the weather for a change.
It's probably pouring there.
I hope it's freezing.
It almost certainly is. So that's all coming up. We will be finding out why they're making changes to VAR, but not throwing more manpower at it, and which is obviously why it worked in the European Championship, because they don't have the sufficient numbers to do that. So, but they just won't be showing us how inept they are, which is great.
No,
I'd rather not watch.
Not going to show you the workings out. Yeah. All you want to see as well. How have you got it from that?
I don't really want to watch you drawing lines that tell me somebody is onside and then you tell me it's off. I'd rather you didn't show me that. Do what you're doing badly and then tell me what you've come up with afterwards, and I'll kind of accept it more. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to show that rocking and rolling over the lines that we've seen. They've made the line fatter. We don't want to see you rocking and rolling over your fat line. Just show us a man with his finger in his ear or looking at a telly. We don't want to know how you're working out because we know it's flawed, basically.
So a very, very, very funny text we've just had, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
About Cliff Richard releasing reggae that we cannot read out.
Oh, okay.
So just to say congratulations to the person who sent that in.
Congratulations. Is there, now, that would work.
Well, that might be a good one, yeah.
You could definitely do that.
I'm not going to have a go at any of them, Paul.
No. No, don't.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby and Charlie Baker here on TalkSport, where we've reinstated a Martin.
Lost the Martin.
Yeah.
As a lot of people have said,
Looking for a Martin.
Neil, the Spurs fan of amongst many, said it's of course a house of Martins.
Of course, it is.
Thank you very much for everyone.
We got a full house of Martins. Well, virtually apart from Tim Vickery, coming up in the final hour of the show, discussing all manner of things. Also, so we take any questions you have for Tim on any South American players you've potentially been linked with. As always, talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Or tweet to TSH&J. And we have a conversation with our next guest every year because he's the chairman of AFC Beedale. And they bring out a new kit. Their kits are huge sellers.
Are they?
We've had full English breakfast.
Oh, I've seen sausages, them. Yes, of course. Yeah.
They're very, very famous kits, and they raise money for charity every year. And they have to kind of reinvent themselves, obviously. They have to kind of take it on.
Once they've peaked.
They can't turn out.
Like, what are we going to do next?
Turn out in red and white stripes after all the work they've done. And maybe you could argue that they have bested all their previous kits because they've gone see-through.
Have they?
They've gone with a completely see-through.
Shorts as well?
Well, there's your modesty is covered. But anyway, let's have our annual chat with Martin Coombs, the chairman. Martin, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Well,
nice
lovely
to talk to you again.
Lovely to talk to you again. And I say we should. I'll put it in the diary. Our annual chat. As soon as I see the new Beadle kits out, I know we're going to be talking. But your boys are bold. There's a few different shapes and sizes among their number, but there they are wearing see-through kits, but for a good cause.
It's a good cause. It's all our previous kits. The message for prostate cancer has really been implicit. But this time we've gone big style. It's an explicit message for prostate cancer and testicular cancer.
That's right. You've got the clear kit has got sort of arrows pointing up from the shorts and down from the shirt into the groin area. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. There's no other way of counting.
You've got to check yourself, Paul.
And that's the whole point. It's encouraging men to check themselves, isn't it?
That's it. That's exactly right. We, as you well know, we do a lot of work with prostate cancer. The branding this year is not heck, it says check across the front with arrows, as you say, pointing to the gentleman's area. And we encourage gents to have a feel about and check downstairs and any lumps and bumps to get it seen to. And for prostate cancer, it's number 8 with prost across the shoulders and the arrows going to the rear. Just to encourage men over 40, 50 to have the urine test, the blood test, or the DRE, because you know there's one death every day from testicular cancer, 34 every day from prostate cancer, and all of these deaths are avoidable if you get in early and get it seen to.
Yeah. No, I think sometimes, you know, the subtlety of a message is lost, but this is a very direct message, isn't it? No doubt in that.
Very clear.
Very clear, exactly. So, I mean, your kits are kind of, they've gone global. You probably have conversations with sort of TV and radio all over the world. They are huge sellers, aren't they?
They are. They it astounds us. You know, what started off is that infamous Heck sausage shirt 5 years ago, and it's, you know, every continent, every country. We've had TV crews here from France and from Norway. It was on Istanbul, just everywhere, really. It's amazing, and it's all for the good cause.
Now, your team are wearing this news. Are they just wearing basically garment covers? Is this a real kit that will be sold?
We sell these. If people just search for Beadle AFC, and the link is on there to Historic Football Shirts. UK, they can buy them on there. I'm not saying we'll be wearing them every game because this weather, the PVC, and when we had our photo shoot, the lads were sweating cobs. Yeah. It's a bit like wearing a Pac-a-Mac all day.
But, like Paddington.
Yeah,
but the opposition won't be laughing when it rains because we'll be born dry.
Yeah, that's right.
I did say
true.
It does look like something that a boxer would wear, say, to lose weight, to get to the weight. You know, it must be sweaty, must steam up.
Well, if you see some of our players, I think they could do with shedding a few pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe we should wear these kits on match days. I'm not sure what the FA will say this time.
Yeah, some of the boys with a slightly fuller figure, Martin. How did they take to being handed a see-through kit?
They were very sweaty. very, very sweaty indeed. Every year they are in awe of what we're going to come out with.
Mm.
And this time they were, shall we say, shell-shocked.
Yeah.
But modesty is hidden because there's a little pair of Heck sausage trunks, let's call them, to hide their modesty.
And is this one, I mean, it's only just been launched. The promotion's really sort of started today. Have they been selling quickly, the new kit?
Yeah, it was launched today. One of my ex-pupils who lives in America, Ray Ford, he messaged me to say, I'm coming across in 2 weeks' time, and can I get one? You know, there's one set going to America straight away.
I loved your cheese grater shorts that you had. They're on offer at the moment, by the way, on the Beadle website. They're down in price. But Charlie, look at these. Silver cheese grater shorts. They are on offer.
See them on the beach.
They would look good. So, yeah, it's great that you innovate every year. And how much have you raised, you think, over the years for charity?
As you know, we lost a very good friend in Steve Garbutt in 2014, and it was from that moment that we decided, what can we do to raise some money? And a group of family and friends got together. We've done the prostate cancer cycle ride 3 times to Amsterdam. We've had gala balls at the Queen's Hall in Leeds that Simon Grayson organised. We actually had the Kaiser Chiefs playing for us. And so, you know, big events, small events, and the total at the moment is just over £196,000.
Brilliant.
So, it'd be great to break 200,000. And then Andrew at Heck wants us to try for $250,000. And I think after that, we'll call it a day.
Looking at them now, I've got them all in a line here on your website. The hot dog is my favourite one, I think. The sausage all the way down through the... That must be a big seller, is it, that one?
That's my favourite as well. I've got them here. I'm just up at the sports club now, and I've got them all in the changing rooms. And the carrot one was inspirational last year, the vegetarian. But the hot dog with the double helix of the tomato, ketchup and the mustard down the front.
Yeah.
I think that's still my favourite. But I want one with Yorkshire puddings.
That's a nice idea.
Toad in the goal.
That's fantastic.
That's next year.
That could be next year. Yeah. And how's the team doing?
A hat as well could come with that.
A hat? You think
like a Yorkshire pudding hat?
A Yorkshire pudding hat.
Outfield players are not allowed to wear hats. That is one of the rules of football. I don't know if you know that.
Is that right?
That is true.
Goalkeepers can.
Just the outfield players are not allowed to wear hats.
I've often wondered why they don't. Yeah, it does affect your heading, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a law that prevents outfield players from wearing caps.
Right, okay.
I'll stand corrected on that.
I think that would be ridiculous.
I'm now going to Google it, but I'm quite sure there is a rule.
It's like you are the ref, it's become this. Look, good to talk to you as always, Marlon. Best of luck with the kit. So historic football kits, I was just checking that out. Or you can go to BDALE AFC. Go along to that and you can find them there and pick up the new kit. And best of luck to you. Thanks very much for joining us again.
Thank you, Richard. And I'll speak to you same time next year.
Same time next year.
The Yorkshire puddings.
All the best. Yeah, well, the Yorkshire pudding kit will be out then.
Yeah, get your Aunt Bessie in.
Yeah. Marvellous. There we are. Martin Coombs there from AFC BDL. Go and check it out and get behind their campaign and do fine work. It is Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport. And you're telling us about the eclectic showbiz lineups you have found yourself in over the years. Because Charlie, when he was in Argentina doing Total Wipeout, was there with Schultz, TV Gardener, and who else was it? Schultz?
And Jared Christmas.
And Jared Christmas, fellow comedian. Yeah, yeah. Kiwi Jared Christmas. I worked at a corporate do in the Natural History Museum, says Tommy from Dudley. Found myself watching, he says, so there I was with Tina Turner, the late great Stephen Gately of Boyzone, David Guest, and Catherine Jenkins. That's a pretty decent lineup, isn't it?
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty decent lineup there, Tommy. Thank you very much.
As per FIFA's equipment regulations, Section 22, only the goalkeeper is permitted to wear a cap, Paul.
Right.
All goalkeepers may, irrespective of the prevailing conditions, wear a goalkeeper cap of any colour. The goalkeeper cap must be produced by the manufacturer of a playing equipment item.
Okay.
So only the goalkeeper can't have a symbol on it.
Kind of a pair of clapping hands on the front. Yeah.
Beers, like those two beers on the side.
Yeah, you couldn't wear that. So if a player went out on the pitch, an outfield player went out
and
on
scored,
the pitch.
Scored. With a hat on.
Or just scored or not or anything.
No goal.
Is that right?
I don't know, VAR.
It's like Harry Kane
yesterday. Yeah. Might have been just making up the rules of football here.
But if you say it in a way that, you know, sounds believable, maybe enough people will believe you.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on Talk Sport, and the pre-season friendlies are all in full flow now. Newport County were in action last night, and you seem to notice, Charlie, that our next guest was down as trialist three.
Yeah, trialist three, which you can't believe because man of massive, massive experience and influence in the lower leagues, especially
played at the club.
Great player last year.
Never mind Danny Alves in 38. What about Kevin Ellison at 42. Hi, Kev.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Very good. Why trialist three? What happened there?
I honestly don't know. Do you know what I mean? I think it's because I haven't signed for the club yet. And as you see, but if fans are there and obviously people see it and you see me big ball there, they'll know who's who. Do you know what I mean? So it's not that I can hide out there. But I don't know. It's one of them things. It's just, I think, because I've not signed, you go down as a trialist. So, weren't a bad strike for a trialist.
No, cracking goal.
What normally happens is, you know, you turn up at these games and you're down as trialist or A trialist or B trialist or whatever, and you stand there going, who's that? I don't know who's that. I wonder where he's come from. Then with you, it must have been, That's Kevin Ellison.
I don't know if they put me down as a tourist, thinking people might be there and trying to sniff me and take me off them.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone might be nicking you. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, so nice finish. The listeners,
beautiful finish.
Yeah, it's a sort of ball comes in you, nice first touch, nice control, and a sort of little sort of volley into the corner.
Yeah, it was nice. It's obviously just nice to play football. The last couple of weeks I've been down here and just running around the track and stuff like that. So when the balls are out, I think that's when we're all made up. But as you say, just to get a couple of minutes in the belt, and it's nice always obviously to go to the non-league teams and give them obviously our presence. And obviously I've been played non-league myself, so I know what it's like. And it's their little bit of an FA Cup final. There was a few tasty tackles, but it was just nice to get a goal and obviously to get some minutes under the belt.
Yeah, you played Chippenham, didn't you? Does that still go on then? You know, when they're playing against players at a higher level, the old tackles do fly in, which is probably the last thing you want pre-season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you say, our manager's just like, don't get through this game, no injuries and that. And then you get one or two who obviously been in work all day. Like yourself, back in the old days when I was at Altrincham in the conference, you've been in work all day and then you're expected to chase pros around in the night, so you can't get near them. So the only thing like I used to do is try and kick them as close as that. Football in it, that happens, and fair play to them that they've done well. They respected them, they've done well. They were better than obviously I thought they were going to be. But as you say, it was a good little run out.
Can you remember any games when you were coming up playing non-league, where you took on league clubs? And I mean, what sort of, did you play against teams that were sort of Premier League teams then?
Yeah, I think one of them stand out was it. I think Bradford were in the Premier League back then. I think was it Dan Petrescu went there?
Yeah, yes.
The old Chelsea fullback. I remember the Romanian. I remember coming up against him, and he was a very good player. I don't think he was happy. He didn't speak much English neither when I left one or two studs on him. Do you know what I mean? But you find yourselves in them years down the line. So I give it out, and now I'm getting it.
Yeah, fair enough.
When you're trialling, I mean, you must look at younger players coming through, or players that have been released by bigger clubs, or you know, that everybody's trialling is trying at the same time. Mm. What advice do you ever give advice, or is it sort of pretty dog eat dog?
No, I speak to the young lads I know. I've obviously been in the football long enough, and I know I can't play forever, so I'm one of those. If people used to help me and I'd take a bit on board being a young lad, but more or less you didn't. But now I try and offer advice, and even to the young lads who are coming in from non-league, and you're telling them, just do your game, you're here for a reason. Mm. You've obviously done well at your previous club. Now's your chance. Don't try and do anything out of the ordinary. Just keep being you. And that's what it's about, you know what I mean? I think sometimes when the non-league lads and the lower league lads try to go other places, they try and do things which you can't really do. I've probably done it myself back in the day when I was on trial at places. But it's just about being you and enjoying it, and you're there for a reason. So, as you say, just give it your all, and that's all you can do.
How did you leave it with Michael Flynn then last season? Were you not sure whether you wanted to carry on, or was it let's sort of see what happens?
No, I want to definitely carry on. Everyone keeps saying me that big, horrible R word, but I'm not ready for that. I still enjoy it. I wake up, don't get me wrong, on a Monday morning, I played Saturday a bit stiff, but I enjoy it. Look after myself a bit more, and it was definitely not the R word. If it means dropping down a league or two to play, well, so be it. And Gaffer's obviously spoke to me over the summer, said come down, and as I say, I think I'm one of the oldest football trialists ever, aren't I?
Yeah, a real prospect.
Yeah. In all seriousness, yeah, it is so much. It's so tough for kids, isn't it? Some of them don't find clubs. You know, there's a lot of people sort of dropping out the game, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously with the current climate and the pandemic, I think that hasn't helped. And I spoke to a few lads over the summer who are mates, and they've not had any calls from clubs, and they were worried, and rightly so. I think I was in a similar situation last year, and it's not a nice place to be. But you thought, get through this year and hopefully the pandemic and all that's over. Football clubs will know where they are, and football is not the same without fans, and hopefully all the fans are back in this year and the clubs can get sorted. But it doesn't seem to be that. I think there was a lot of lads out of contract in the summer, and I think lads with big names who have done well at not this level but higher, and looking for clubs.
Yeah, obviously the plan's to play as long as possible, Kevin, but have you done your badges? You speak about the game well, you seem like you can talk to the young lads well and stuff, and bring players on. Would you fancy that?
Yeah, definitely. I just need to do a couple more sessions on my A licence. I went to St George just before England locked it down in May, in between the playoff final. I was up and down the motorway doing my badges there, and So yeah, it is something I want to do. It's something I'd like to stay in football and give something back. It's given me an unbelievable life, and not just me. I think it's given me children a good life as well. So that's all unknown. Like obviously, I worked for a couple of years before I played pro, but as I say, football is one of those things that I want to stay in, and I want to give back, and I want to help the younger lads and see them come through and move on and enjoy it.
But for now, hopefully, the goal wouldn't hurt last night. But yeah. Playing more football for Newport.
Sign him up. Yeah.
They were singing that, weren't they? They were singing that last night after the goal.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so all being well, you'll be there next year.
Hopefully, yeah. We'll have a little chat and see what we can sort out. And it's that or I'm going in the nursing home, innit?
Well, good to talk to you, Kevin, as always. Thanks very much.
Thanks for being on. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you.
Take care. Kevin Ellison now of Newport County. Go and check out his goal. It's he just put his name in Newport County. You'll see. It's a good finish, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah.
I hope you
don't play in the conference, Paul. I don't want to see him in the National League.
Yeah, you don't want that. I mean,
you just never wanted to see him. He's one of those players like John Parkin or one of those big, horrible players that you just don't want to see him on the other side.
Yeah, they know too much.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Matt Reed's playing. Do you know Matt Reed?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
big, strong player, you know. You'd be like, always a problem, you know.
You want to see a big bunch of kids out there that are going to lay down and let you win.
You want some fast kids. Oh, well, we can deal with that. You don't want
fast kids you can rough up.
Exactly. You don't want big, horrible elbows.
I have a very good attitude, though. You know, for years I used to give out and now I have to take it when you play those games. You've been at work all day and got to chase pros. It's a real insight.
The thing is, talking about Chippenham Town there, so they're in the National League South, you know, they'll be semi pro. A lot of their players will have jobs all day, and as you say, chasing shadows all night. You know? Yeah. So,
here we are. Sign him up, Michael.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Charlie, we do it all again tomorrow with a birthday spread. You're going to be involved.
Oh, I'm excited about that. I've heard the birthday spread. Yeah. I think I can up.
You think if you win, Max will be
up the standard.
Apoplectic. Mark Cavendish, cycling great, will be with us in the studio for a good chat tomorrow. So do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast will be available around 5.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.